This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In my previous podcast, we met Annie Moore. Annie was a 15-year-old Irish girl. She was the first of millions to enter America through the gates of Ellis Island. In today's podcast, I'll continue with America's story, as I understand it. I'm going to introduce you to another young American immigrant. Her name is Mary Anton. Born in 1881, Mary lived the first 10 years of her life with her family in that part of Tsarist Russia that we now call Belarus. In 1891, Mary's Jewish parents came to America and settled in Boston. In 1894, 13-year-old Mary joined them. 18 years later, Mary wrote and published her story, titled Promised Land. At the time, she was in her early 30s. And when I first discovered Mary's Promised Land, I was drawn in by the title. Here's a young Jewish woman writing about the America that she calls the Promised Land. So at first, the title just kind of grabbed me, but then I began to read the story and, wow, I was hooked. This young Jewish American woman's story really laid hold of my imagination. A book reviewer from Mary's own time called Promised Land a work of genius. I don't disagree. I'm sharing her story with you because I find her wide-eyed view of America to be so refreshing. The following quote from Mary's book pretty much sums up my overall takeaway from her story. She writes, "Naturalization with us Russian Jews may mean more than the adoption of the immigrant by America. It may mean the adoption of America by the immigrant." Now just take a minute and think about that. Mary came from a poor, oppressed part of the world. She walked into America, and it didn't take her long to love what she had found. Compare these two observations, one from her old life in Tsarist Russia, the other from her new life here in America. What a contrast. The Tsar was always sending us commands. You shall not do this and you shall not do that. Till there was very little left that we might do except pay tribute and die. Now, let's jump to Mary in America. She has learned English and has just discovered the public library. Listen to what she has to say. "That I, who was brought up to my teens almost without a book, should be set down in the midst of all the books that ever were written, was a miracle as great as any on record. That an outcast should become a privileged citizen, that a beggar should dwell in a palace, this was a romance more thrilling than any poet has ever sung." Here's a young woman so captivated, so enthralled with her new life in America that she can barely contain her joy. Don't you wish we had more young people today with this kind of perspective? I sure do. "I was born, I have lived, and I have been made over," she said. That's how Mary's story, Promised Land, begins. I'll continue her story in my next podcast. We'll learn about Mary's infatuation with George Washington. This is so much fun. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.